It's the final countdown. The final countdown.
Yes, the final countdown on this edition of Fight Network Radio and Hardcore Sports Radio, Sirius 186. And boy, oh boy, man of the peeps, John Pollock. It's an invasion from everywhere, buddy. It's a holiday season. We got Loretta.
Loretta's enjoying the Europe here.
Well, yeah, she loves the Europe.
I like that song.
She's here for the free food tomorrow night at the staff party, of course. Maybe a,
damn straight I am.
Maybe a wobbly pop or two. And, of course, one of the newest members to the Fight Network extended family, JerryPark.com's Ariel Helwani, who, by the way, has just been hired as Mark Cuban's public relations representative. Just kidding. Ariel, you're back with us,
the
my friend.
The CEO of HDNet Fight.
Exactly. Before we get into the MMA aspect, because I wanted to quickly talk about, and again, Loretta, feel free to chime in anytime you're ready. Ariel, you obviously caught Monday Night Raw last night, coming off of Armageddon on Sunday night at the Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh. I just want to get your take on Vince McMahon losing his mind yet again.
All right, well, before we get to that, let me give you a fight fact extra. Oh. I was actually in attendance for the Brock Lesnar debut.
Are you kidding? So was I.
Oh, oh,
Madison Square Garden.
Nice.
No, it was actually the Bell Center.
Which the, oh, you're talking about the debut. I thought you meant the Goldberg-Lesnar match
there
at the end.
Oh, the Goldberg-Lesnar.
Gotcha,
no,
gotcha.
So you were there for his actual debut.
I was there for his actual debut, but that's a different story for a different day. As
right.
for last night's Monday Night Raw, you know how much I was loving HDNet fights? Well, this would be the exact opposite. I absolutely, I mean, I was sitting, there's some nights where I sit there and I'm like, what the hell am I doing watching this crap? I mean, when the owner of the company has spent the last 45 minutes sitting, you know, on the side of the ring, acting like a complete asshole.
Yeah.
It was just such a joke, the whole thing. And you have a guy like Jim Ross, who I love. I love Jim Ross, and I know, and Mara, you probably know this, you have producers talking in your ear, and they make you say things that you don't want to say. And
definitely.
You know, but when they have him say that, you know, that was the most unique half hour in the history of Raw, and then when they have him go out there and boast that last week's edition of Raw was a ratings juggernaut, I mean, did you ever think that the folks at WWE would be boasting over the fact that they scored a 4.1 in a rating? I mean, the whole thing was just such a joke. There were some
very contrived, very forced. And you're right, though. I just can't understand how the owner of the company, coming off a pay-per-view where, you know, you're trying to push new angles, and, I mean, they've attached a rocket, obviously, to the back of Jeff Hardy, who I think has been great in his role. But how can McMahon hijack his own show and treat those fans? I mean, and again, this is what really weirds me out, is there's a massive snowstorm in Buffalo. I mean,
right.
People can even get there. The building is 95% full, obviously proving they are diehard WWE fans, and you treat them to that shit.
It's funny you mention that, because I was actually thinking the exact same thing. I was thinking that they were going to come out and put on like a stellar show with great matches, and I understand why they did it. It was all to really lead to the announcement of Flair versus Triple H on New Year's Eve, which I think is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love that advancement of the storyline, but they could have done it in 5 minutes. They didn't have to waste much.
No.
45
to be honest,
of my life.
I wasn't a fan of the Hunter-Rick Flair match. To me, that is a match that should almost be the final match for Flair. And to throw it on New Year's Eve when no one is going to be watching and viewership is down, I think it's a complete waste to throw that match out on free television.
Go ahead, Ariel.
We have to blame Eric Bischoff for that. Sorry to interrupt you, Mark.
No, Brum.
That's Eric Bischoff's fault for making promoters waste great matches, and we could talk about TNA doing that for the past year. But yeah, absolutely, you're right, John. I mean, they're totally wasting a pay-per-view main event, but they've been doing that, you know, for who knows how long, over 10 years. But
well,
I think that it was a great advancement of the storyline. But other than that, it's a complete joke the way they built up to that.
No,
match.
And that's the thing. I know it's going to be recorded 2 nights prior in Flair Country, Greensboro, North Carolina. He's going to get the monster pop. I'm just waiting for him to poke Triple H in the chest. Triple H goes down. 1, 2, 3. Up yours,
Because that did wonders for WCW.
Up yours, Vince. All
January
right, let's,
1999.
Yeah, exactly.